Okay, I'm back. Thank you very much for this nice talk. Now clapping. And shouting. And screaming. That's all for you. That's all for you. So we have some questions. I will start with the first one. Actually, it's from me. The thing is, what I've seen in many projects is that you have much bloat in unit tests over time. And I don't really think most of the unit tests are maintained. So do you have a unit test system of unit tests? How do you do that? No testing of tests. Turing complete tests. Now, do you do some kind of indexing? Ah, it's an art, yes. Art is what I declare an art. Meta testing. So, can we go to the next question? Next question was by Parasite, it was a bit longer. How do you start writing tests if you already have a big code base and it's not super simple to use? For example, if it needs an N amount of daemons running and requires some kind of continuous user input? So it's more, how do you simplify or cut down testing in complex? Ah, that sounds like something for integration. So you just run it and see if there's an error, and then you put some cases, I guess. That's what I can imagine. Catalosis recommending to rewrite the Grep software from scratch. Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. Oh, SDK is coming in. Welcome, you're a bit late. So, complex unit tests, yeah, but I think if it's already complex, then you already need the unit test for the unit test, I guess, because you need to unit test the unit testing software. Yeah, refactoring, yeah, really. But I think most software only can be thrown away and rewritten. Ah, SDK is listening, yes. So SDK, you're working at SAP. Do you need unit testing too? Yeah, this is all your input for IRC. This is good. So I'm your assistant, your audio assistant at BitRiseCon. So you have a bit. SDK, there was one question. I know it. I think at SAP you have really big bloat of unit tests. How do you maintain them? Do you just don't look at them and keep them for the future, or how do you remove them? Ah, every make triggers the unit tests. You group them in decade tests. We have to check the bugs of 1990 and the 2000s. Don't have unit tests anymore. Okay. Why should we remove unit tests? Why shouldn't you remove slog count? Thank you very much again, human B. So we are a bit early, but for today that was everything, because now we all will go on the path of enlightenment and reality and go to a nice natural history museum where we will see Puffy and American Eagle. Everything prepared. I think we also see some Indian. So all people that are now here will see something new and exciting. No, Catalos, it's not Enlightenment 17. It's the enlightenment of your mind. Of yours. What? Ah, developer 65 is asking if the world is rotating around mountain time. No, actually it's rotating around Europe. Well, developer of 65, it's easy. You just host the conference, and then all the times will be around your local time. That's the easiest way. USA, USA. Wait, of course I'm American. Shout some USA.
USA, USA.
That's blab. You host the conference in Iceland. Then we no, for Iceland we have to ask Tomasino. He's in Iceland now. So, thank you very much, everyone, for today. Tomorrow we will start at 10, so be on time. and we will talk mostly about Gopher. So be sure to rewatch the CatPoint presentation and talk to me if you want to hold a rookie presentation. Otherwise, I will hold a really boring presentation about healthcare accounting in Germany. I think you will all fall asleep. So this is what to do. Have a nice day. Have a nice evening. And a good health. Goodbye.